morning, my beautiful friend. This music is something my friend Rachel sent me from France. Oh my goodness, can I say his name? Jacob Joseph Orlinsky. And it's so powerful, isn't it? This particular piece is Vivaldi. It's a little hard to live up to trying to speak to you about something powerful enough to match this music. Anyhow, I just kind of opened up my Spotify and she had sent me this earlier this week. So I don't know, there it was. I like to play you a little music. I think the last few weeks I was in Ohio at my mom's, and so your music was birds, which is a great kind of music, isn't it? I want to start today. I wasn't sure, as always. Typically, I don't know what I want to talk to you about until we start to talk. And maybe that in itself is worth a whole topic, but because I think a lot of times when we pause and give ourselves space and we sit and we let drop in whatever our awareness has noticed, it surprises us, right? We're many of us, not everybody, many of us are, you know, running from this to that, to checking things off the list, to talking to people, to doing things, to making dinner, to doing the dishes, to doing yoga, calling our moms. And we forget that in the pause, things get revealed to us. It's why I love coaching. And I know I've said this to you before, but it really is. I love coaching because it creates a space. And that space is like an invitation to discover. And I feel like we need more of that in our lives. And these, I never got this before. Thank you. Thank you for sitting across the table from me this morning, because I've never seen that before, that the Lovegrams are, in a way, it's like my own coaching appointment with you, right? It's like you're coaching me. You're saying, hey, what have you been noticing? What's going on? What's important to you? What matters? And I love that. See, and that's a perfect example of how I did not think that up. It just, I started talking to you. Perhaps it was maybe even influenced by that beautiful music. I don't know. But I started talking to you and then I got an insight. And I think that's what happens. I think we need to pause to get insight, to get awareness of who we are and what matters to us. And wow, is that important? Our lives go by so fast. I can't believe I'm going to be 62 this year. And it, you know, in some ways, of course, my mom was reminding me all the time when I was there. She kept saying, oh, 62 is such a spring chicken, you know. And I know what she means, you know, and I feel very, very grateful that I have good health and mobility and, you know, and my brain is working and I have people I love. And I know that, you know, and yet 62 is not 22. You know, sometimes when I'm talking to my son or even just seeing him walk in the door and he's so vibrant and there's so much, you know, he's so handsome and youthful, and particularly he's a very, very, very physical person. So he does a lot of acrobatics and capoeira and different kinds of physical things that would be impossible for me unless I, you know, really, really set my mind to it and trained for millions of years. And anyhow, life goes by fast. And I'm glad to be here with you. I'm glad to have this open circle that we get to talk. And I didn't know what I was going to talk about. And then one of the gifts that I give myself every day, and you know this too, because I've mentioned it many times, my friend Rosemary Wotolla Tromer. She's a beautiful, beautiful person and a beautiful poet. And she sends out a poem a day under something called 100 Falling Veils. And I always treat myself early in the morning to reading her poem. And that is truly a gift, truly a treat, because it is something that allows me to step out of whatever my own mishigash in my head is, or in my life, or in that morning, and to be transported somewhere. I'm going to read you today's poem. It's called The Arrival. After I drove 6 hours, she welcomed me at the door of her home with a pair of slippers and a glass of water. There are many languages I want to learn to speak fluently. Kindness, most of all. You can see it's a very short poem, a very simple poem, and yet, doesn't it just say everything? I'm going to read it again. After I drove 6 hours, she welcomed me at the door of her home with a pair of slippers and a glass of water. There are many languages I want to learn to speak fluently. Kindness, most of all. I mean, really, I could just end our love gram right there, because I just feel like it just speaks everything. And I've been thinking, if you read my email that I sent out on Friday, I was telling you about a speaker series that I'm a part of about purpose. And I was musing in that email a little bit about my own purpose and asking you about yours. And also saying that purpose can be such a lofty word that can be intimidating if we think about it in terms of, like, you know, what is my purpose on this planet? Or why, you know, big sort of, is there a reason, a purpose to my life? Whew, that's a whole thing. That would be a Love Gram month-long retreat. However, I also like to think about purpose in terms of tiny purpose. And when I read this poem today, that it connected me to purpose. Like, I thought, kindness. Kindness, I think, is a spectacular purpose. And I like it because it can be big or small, right? Like, kindness, as Rosemary says, can be greeting your friend at the door with a pair of slippers and a glass of water. And that's enough, right? That is enough. I remember saying to my therapist the other day, because we were talking about, since I lost my job that I loved so much, I loved my job. I was telling her, I said, I feel purposeless, which is not true. There was a part of me that felt purposeless. Of course, I have many, many other purposes besides that. But the job gave me a daily rhythm and purpose. And my job was really about encouraging people and helping people to see the light of who they are and helping them to feel alive and to feel love for themselves. That was really what my job was with Brendan Burchard. And so I was telling my therapist that, and hence we were sort of talking about purpose. And in the course of it, I said to her, because she was sort of like reflecting a little bit about her own journey. And I said, you may wonder sometimes that same question, what's my purpose? And I said, you know, in my mind, I think about how much you've supported just me. I'm just one client amongst many, not only right now in your life, but probably people that you've served and supported over the course of your life. And I said, if that's all you did in your lifetime, that's such a huge thing, the help that you've given me. And I think it's lovely to think about things in those terms. Like, you know, that just this one kindness, you know, maybe you talk to somebody on the bus or the train or in the market, in the shopping center. Maybe you like just noticed somebody and smiled and started a conversation, and you didn't know that they were having a terrible day. You didn't know that their mother had died or their child had died, or they just had to put their beloved kitty to sleep or lost their job. You know, you didn't know anything about them, but you gave them the gift of connection and warmth and kindness. And that could have turned everything around for that person. And I often think, like, you know, that can be a sense of purpose that we don't even know the result of. And that's why I love this poem, right? Because it's like kindness can be our entire purpose. I mean, it's really not that different. When I said you in my email on Friday, say it now, and seek and create pinpricks of light are two of the things that I feel are my purpose. But really, they're kindness. Say it now is just basically like, please, you know, if you think something kind about someone you love, or you think something about them that has had an impact on your life, or you think of them at all and you smile, tell them. That's kindness. That's kindness to them, but it's also kindness to you. And then seeking and creating pinpricks of light, same thing, right? Like actively looking for what sparkles, what glimmers, what is light, what is love, what is curiosity, what lights us up, what fills our hearts with something hopeful. That's kindness to ourselves. And then when we give it to others, that's kindness to the other. So, yeah, purpose. I'm just interested to hear if any of you want to click reply and let me know what you think about purpose. You know, do you think of it in big lofty terms? Do you think of it in terms of like, wow, this morning I made my family breakfast and we all laughed at the table. That's a purpose. You know, or wow, I was out taking a walk. My friend Leela told me this the other day. She was out taking a walk and picking up garbage as she walked. Ha, what an amazing purpose that is. My friend Greggy and I have been exchanging, gosh, at least 4, but sometimes 10 or 20 audio notes a day, trying to help each other through this hard time that we're in, each of us separately, but together. And, you know, we say to each other all the time, like, oh my gosh, you saved me today. Thank you. That's a purpose, right? So yeah, if you feel like it, hit reply. Let me know what you're thinking about. And I'm so grateful you're here. Let's talk about purpose, right? If you weren't here, think about this. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here talking to you. And I already told you how important it is for me when I turn on the record button, that it wakes me up to things I didn't even know were in me. That's you. That's you living one of your purposes. All right, sending you love. Bye-bye.